Beautiful song there by Craig David, one of my favorites, I might add. One of my favorite DJs also. 19 minutes gone past the 12 o'clock hour, welcoming you officially to the sunny side. This, ladies and gentlemen, is where the sun shines. My name is Mary Anna Cole, and welcoming you to the show, welcoming you to the nation's number one talk news and sports radio station. We the best. Yes, we are. Take that to the bank. All right, well, we start off the show with something that's worthy of note. Now, sometimes I think that, you know, a lot of people talk too much on social media and some unnecessary things find their way to social media. But when things that are worthy of note get to social media and then I get to find out on social media, I think it's worthy to talk about. So I'm sure that you have heard about the supermarket that was shut down here in Lagos, Ikeja, precisely. For the sale of expired goods. Not one, not two, many. We're going to look at that briefly before we go into other matters today and talk about the social constructs and issues around that. But most importantly, we're going to look at how we as consumers of goods, especially edible stuff, or stuff that we ingest, it might not be edible, but we ingest it. How much attention do we pay to not just reading the warnings or the, usage or dosage or whatever? How much attention do we pay to the expiry dates on the things that we buy? I mean, something as easy as gala. Yes. Do you check the expiry date or you just want to eat gala and drink soft drink? We're going to talk about it. But welcome to the show this afternoon. I love it. I love it when, you know, we have to talk about stuff like this that we can relate to, stuff that we can really be able to touch and feel and understand. So when we're having this conversation, we're having it from a place of knowing. So we're not, look, it's not flying over your head. You're not saying, what's this one saying? You can actually connect. So a supermarket, let me just lay a foundation. Las Copas actually sealed this supermarket in Ikeja called Shifi Supermarket over the sale of expired products. Now, the Lagos State Consumer Protection Agency sealed Shifi Supermarket located at 3 Oduduwa Crescent, GRA Ikeja, for selling expired toothpaste and other household products. Underline, household products. Now, the general manager of Las Copas, Afolabi Solebo Esquire, had earlier on Sunday responded and acted swiftly by visiting a supermarket following a tip-off from a consumer's Facebook post alerting the agency and the general public on the sale of expired products at Shifi Supermarket in GRA Ikeja. Now, imagine if that person who went to buy toothpaste was just so eager to just buy toothpaste, go home and brush and do whatever they needed to do for the day without checking. And don't get me wrong, I'm not here to judge, but I'm here to raise an alert. I'm here to raise your senses. I'm here to make sure that you are a lot more I'm looking for the right English word to use. Vigilant, that's the word. We're a lot more vigilant. And when we talk about vigilance, it's not just about security. It's about everything else that we do, you know. How vigilant, how watchful, how interested are we on the information on the packs of things that we buy to ingest, to use on our bodies, whatever? Do you care that the date is within, you know, it's still best before and it's not expired? But anyway, we're going to talk about best before and expiry dates. And of course, those who superimpose new dates when they know stuff is about to expire. We're going to talk about it once again. Welcome to the show. My name is Mary Anna Cone. This is The Sunny Side. We'll be right back after these messages. Still the sunny side. My name is Mary Anna Cone, and we're looking at something that's really note. And I started by asking how vigilant we are as human beings. And this is not the court of Marianne's law. Neither is it the judgment throne of the sunny side. No, it's just an opportunity for us to have a very healthy conversation about what we should be considering or prioritizing every time we walk into a store to pick up anything, whether it be a drugstore, whether it be a supermarket, whether it be a corner shop, whether it's an aboki that you are buying something from just down the road near where you live. How alert are we mentally and otherwise? I'll tell you a quick story and then we'll get into the conversation. Now, growing up, I used to be so angry at my brother, my younger brother. I used to be so irritated by him because every time you give him something, he's paying so much attention to the paper, you know, the wrapper, if it be something edible, you know, and if it's a drug or a cream, he's always so... And for me, I just thought that he was too much of a nerd, you know. And I was supposed to be the journalist, yes. Anyway, even before I became a journalist, I just really hated that he paid so much attention to, you know, the details. And for me, I just didn't want to read the fine print. I couldn't be bothered. Plus, my eye no even good before. So I just did. But you see, growing up, I realized that my brother was the first person to notice if something was about to expire, if something had something in it that you could be allergic to or was not great for the skin. You know, he knew it. And it wasn't because he was just smart or that he was a nerd. He was vigilant. He paid attention to the detail. And for some of us, we're always going to sound smart because, you know, we're on the radio, we're on TV, we were journalists or we're learned. We grew up in the abroad. But you see, there's certain things that would always elude you if you don't read it or read about it or find out about it. And so this is where the conversation is going today. Just to give you another, you know, clear background for those who are just joining us, a supermarket was shut down by the Lagos State Consumer Protection Commission, apparently because they were selling expired products. Yes. So the Lagos State Consumer Protection Agency sealed Shifi Supermarket yesterday, if I'm not mistaken. Yes, yesterday. This shop is actually located at number 3 Oduduwa Crescent, GRA Ikeja, here in Lagos. Now, these people sold expired. In fact, it's the expired toothpaste that Toots Diashi, I'll say it in English. It's the expired toothpaste that opened them up to all of this. Thank goodness. Apparently, somebody posted on Facebook that he bought a toothpaste from the supermarket. Obviously, he didn't realize this until he had gotten home, or rather was in the supermarket, and then realized that they were selling expired goods. Now, from the photo that the Lagos State government posted, I can see a pack of flakes, and it has August 16, 2022. It expired since last year. It's still on the shelves. Yes. And photos of oatmeal expired. What's it called now? Peanut butter, body sprays, toilet cleaners, etc., etc. There's even pasta that's expired. So today I want us to talk. How often do you go into a shop and pick up something that you want to buy, whether you're in a hurry or you have time to shop? Because I like to go around the store, take all my time. I love shopping. Don't judge me. But how often do you go into a shop and pick up whatever you want to buy? Not just check the price or check the name of the product that you want to buy, because, you know, we all have preferred brands. But do you go to the best before part and look at it? Or you just buy it, and then when you get home, then you now realize that it's expired. And don't forget, this is Nigeria. If you don't keep your receipts, I see it all the time. I go into a supermarket, I buy stuff, and then, you know, there's always a guy at the door to say, "Can I see your receipt?" And then, of course, it's stamped before you walk out. Half the time, people leave those receipts with the security guard, or they just toss it into a bin. Now, how do you go back to that shop if you bought toothpaste, or you bought, you know, some cereal, and it's expired? How can you prove that you bought it, or prove rather, that you bought it from that store? That's number one, because, you know, in Nigeria, returns are the most difficult thing that you can ever do. You can return stuff abroad, but here, it's easier for, you know, a camel to get passed through the eye of a needle than to return stuff in Nigeria. It's pretty difficult. So But people don't even, so people don't even pay attention that that receipt, they need to keep it encased. So you get home and then maybe you've even used the toothpaste twice, and then maybe your partner or somebody else comes to you, pick up the toothpaste, and they're just saying, oh, this toothpaste looks nice. Ah, it's even charcoal. Ah, let me see. Ah. And then the person says, do you know this toothpaste has expired? How long have you have it at, had it at home? And then you're just like, I just buy them now. What do you mean by that? And the person goes, well, it's expired. Didn't you check? So it makes me wonder, how many of us have actually ingested, eaten, enjoyed stuff that is expired? How alert are we as human beings in this part of the world? How many of us check these expiry dates on things we buy? How vigilant are we? I mean, it's fair that one person has raised the alarm, you know, but there might be several amongst, you know, even the big branded supermarkets that you know. There might be a lot of items that are expired that are mixed with the ones that you're buying. How alert? And these people might be getting away with it. So what level of presence of mind do you have when you walk into a supermarket, into a shop, into a corner, wherever it may be, when you're shopping for anything? Let's talk. 0700-993-993-993. That's 0700-993-993-993. If you're a lady, you can call 01465-7190. Send us a WhatsApp message on 0809-597-5805. Or you can tweet at Nigeria Info FM on Twitter. We would love to hear from you. Lagos. All right, let's talk. Hello. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Sunny Side.
Hello. Good afternoon, Miriam.
Good afternoon.
Yeah. Interesting topic. My name is Flora.
Hi, Flora.
Yeah. I walked into a pharmaceutical shop one day to buy a syrup for my daughter. And on the pack, the date is expired. The drug is expired. And I went further to bring out the bottle inside the packet to check the date on that particular one too. And I noticed that the date on that one inside is different from the one outside. You see? The one on the packet, the date is okay. But the bottle inside
carries the original best before date.
So I had to call the lady that gave it to me. I said, look, how come that the bottle has a different expiry date with the pack? She didn't say anything, and she collected it from me. Wow. And I walked out.
Wow. So she didn't even act like she was surprised or anything.
Yes.
Ah, she knew it. She definitely knew about it.
From there, when I walked past that place, I saw that the place was sealed. And when I asked, they told me that a law enforcement agency have come to see the place. That they found out that the man sells expired and fake drugs.
It's incredible how these people get away with
this. So the other day, I sent my daughter to say, go and buy Nigella. And when she came in, the first question I asked her, did you check the expiry date? Because I've told them to do so. And she said, oh, I forgot. I said, check it. And when she checked it, it has expired. I said, go back immediately. And she went back and they gave her the one that has not expired. I said, does it mean that they brought out the ones that have expired so that they can quickly sell that one before they start giving people the one that has not expired?
Wow.
This is something that we should all take note of and also teach our children on how to, you know, do such things so that we will not get into trouble.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Flora. You literally took the words right out of my mouth because, you know, that's what I was asking at first, that how many of us really check? Because there's just a lot. God rest the soul of the former NAFDAC boss, Dora Akunyili. She had her foot on the necks of these guys. And so the fear of getting caught was the beginning of wisdom for whoever who was importing stuff into Nigeria that was going to end up on shelves, whether it be pharmaceuticals, whether it be edibles, whatever it is. And when I mean edibles, I mean food that you eat, ingest. don't take me where I'm not sure that's where I'm going. Anyway, very importantly, she's also noted that for the medicine that she bought for her daughter, the bottle, of course, will have the proper best before date or, you know, expiry date. But then because some people have also mastered the craft of wanting to kill us because they want to make money. And so they get people to superimpose a new date on top of the date that was originally put on the bottle or on the pack. And so you need to be very smart. If this lady did not bring out the bottle to say, let me match the dates, she probably wouldn't have known that anything was wrong. Her baby would take this drug and still be sick. So again, I ask you, Lagos, how vigilant are we when we walk into a shop, when we go into a place to buy anything? I mean, even as simple as gala. I'm using gala here. It's not that gala is simple, because it's a gala has been saving life since 1880, you know. But how vigilant are we? And share your stories if you've had to buy something that was expired and had to return it. Well, how easy was it? Hello, good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon.
Welcome to the sunny side. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Me is Joy, calling from Lagos.
Ah, Joy, who call your voice now?
I take cold water, so yeah, I've collected my voice.
Pele. All right.
See, thank you. You know what happened to me? I buy this foreign slim milk inside Echo. I buy a half cattle. You know the date at the cattle was different.
Hey.
And me, I'm coming from village to come and buy things in Lagos. By the time I open it, it was a different one. Uh-huh. That milk, it just be like, I don't know how to describe it for you, like a dust powder.
Ha!
That is what
because,
I thought.
Because it's expired. Because it's expired.
I cannot even go back to that place. That receipt you are talking about, my receipt says, I've even thrown it away before I get to my home.
Uh-huh.
I know what they do now. They have machine to reprint all those, except the one where it never become international. So more things we consume and use in Nigeria, most of them is expired. Okay, what of about the vegetable we eat? Can we deter that one, the kind of chemical they use to produce it for us? The watermelon we eat, can we deter all those ones? Because they too use bad fertilizer, bad chemical to produce all those things for us to consume. My sister, God is really saving us in this country. Thank you.
I was hoping for that to come, that, hey, may God help us. What are you doing to save yourself? First, let's leave the ones that you cannot tell. The ones that you can tell, that you have the ability to tell, are you checking? That's the thing. Because I feel like in these parts, we're pretty lazy. We're doing anything. So we always leave it for God. God's self has given you, you know, lots of things that you can use to help yourself. Are you taking advantage of those things? And like I said, this is not the court, the Supreme Court of Marianne, or neither is it the judgment throne of the sunny side. But then we're talking about our lives, about our health, and how vigilant we have been, if we have even been vigilant in the first instance, and how maybe one way or the other these are the things that are killing us. And then they say, oh, he died of a brief illness. Oh, she just all of a sudden, out of nowhere, he developed something and something. Well, join the conversation, 0700-993-993-993. That's 0700-993-993-993. You could also be part of the conversation if you're a lady. Call 01465-7190. That's 01465-7190. Or you could, better still, tweet at Nigeria Info FM on Twitter. If you are listening to us outside of Nigeria, please join the conversation on Skype. We're Nigeria Info on Skype. And send us a WhatsApp message. If you can't, call us, 0809-597-5805. That's 0809-597-5805. We would love to hear from you. Hello, welcome to the sunny side. Oh, dear. Apologies. Please call us back if that was you. Okay. Hello, good afternoon. Welcome to the sunny side.
Hello, Miriam.
Good afternoon. Please
the
turn
Queen
off your radio.
Of Sheba.
Yes. Please turn off your radio.
Yeah, I've done that.
Go ahead.
Are you hearing me now?
Yes, I can.
Yeah, thank God. How are you?
Good.
Good. You know what? Most of this, I don't know whether they don't have people that go to the shop to check. We do have them before. Is it NAFDAC? NAFDAC they call it, or the
NAFDAC? Yes.
Yes. Is it NAFDAC?
Yes.
Okay. I believe they are not doing their work. At least the supermarket is where they should check. You know, but I don't know whether
is it just the supermarkets that need to be checked?
It's not only that. I think that is more ethical. So go inside the market. It's somehow bad, but I think they would have put out a law, or that anybody that buys something with a receipt and find that the thing is expired, there should be complaint unit. You take the material
That is how the Lagos. That's how that agency, the Consumer Protection Agency, was able to seal the supermarket, because somebody bought an expired toothpaste, posted it on Facebook, raised an alarm, and that's how that supermarket was shut down. So there are avenues to complain if you are alert enough to find these things out.
But that one did it on a Facebook. They're supposed to have office now in all local governments.
They do, ma'am. And I did speak to somebody from the national...
In all local government or at Ikeja, where their office is.
Well, yeah. So they also have an email address where you can email them and you know, send your...
You're talking about grassroots information. Now, you can email them, you can telephone them. Then if you call the line doesn't go. How long are you going to email them? And it's like that woman that is talking, is there everybody that knows that? Anyway, what I'm saying is that most of the goods, especially in the market, is expired. And most people don't look at the expiring date before they buy something. I think the awareness should be there, like a slogan in the radio. Before you buy any item, please look at the date. That should be from there to pay for advert in the radio station.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
Ginger people's mind and their brain when buying something.
All right, Ahigbe, thank you very much for calling. It's very important. And that's why we're having this conversation, because it's very easy to get carried away, especially if we're very busy people in these parts. You know, you're done from work, you're rushing to the supermarket to pick up stuff or grocery shop so that you can quickly go home and make dinner for the kids or whatever. Or make dinner for yourself, or trying to make sure that, you know, you don't get caught up in traffic, etc., etc., for whatever reasons. And sometimes it might slip your mind. But then the thing is, have we cultivated the habit of making sure that we look at the package of everything that we buy, the pack, the outside, the inside, to be sure? Because sometimes if you don't take a closer look, you might not be certain, or you might not even know that something is wrong. But if you pay close attention and you're very pretty observant, you can tell if something is expired, if it looks weird, the color has changed. You should be able to tell all of that when you buy anything. How many of us have the presence of mind? I want you to share your stories with me. And if you have ever, never, ever checked an expiry date on something, it's fine to share with us. Again, if you have bought something and it was expired, were you able to return it? How easy or tedious was the process? Like I said, in Nigeria, we have a culture of no return. So you see, even people who are, you know, trying to advertise their products on social media, you see a big sign of no refunds, no returns. Like, that is against my right as a consumer. But people still patronize those people. I wonder why. Anyway, 0700-993-993-993. Hello, good afternoon. Welcome to the sunny
side. Hello, good afternoon.
Yeah, what's your name, sir? Where are you calling from?
John from Ibadan.
Go ahead, John.
Yeah, you see, this thing you're discussing is very, very true. And I think it's quite important that you discuss about it. Mm. But there's something that I have observed. There is a product that they are selling all over the nation. And we have tried to go to the official. They say there's nothing we can do about it. And it has expired for long.
Hmm.
Hello?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you see, I don't want you to misunderstand me. This nation, in fact, it has expired for long.
Okay.
And they keep it selling
go. Please. Go away with this, your politics talk. We're talking about something serious. You're bringing politics. Did I say we should talk about politics? I don't know why you guys try to divert conversations into politics or to suit what you want to discuss. Please don't do that. Don't call again. Hello.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hello.
I can hear you. Comrade, call us back, okay? 0700-993-993-993, 0700-993-993-993. You could join the conversation if you're a lady, 01465-7190, or tweet at Nigeria Info FM, that on Twitter. And if you're listening to us from outside the country, join the conversation on Skype. We are Nigeria Info. Hello. Oh, sorry about that. Hello, good afternoon. It don't happen. Hello, good afternoon. Welcome to the Sunny Side. Please turn off your radio. Thank you very much.
Hello, Miriam.
Yes. Aha.
God bless you. God bless you. Very good.
Good afternoon. Hello? What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Gilbert.
Go ahead, Gilbert.
I am calling from Akute.
Akute. Okay.
Right yesterday. Yesterday, I was driving home. And I passed at Ajumo.
Mm-hmm.
You know, from Ajumo, you get to Akuta. I passed at Ajumo.
Mm-hmm.
I want to buy something. As I enter the car, look at this woman carrying toothpaste, McLean to be precise.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to buy some toothpaste because the one we have in the house is finished.
Mm.
I picked up, my mind said, go through the expiring date. I went through the expiring date. The thing is to expire next month, April.
Wow.
Next month. And she has it, a lot of it in a big basket and hawking it in her hand. I called, I said, madam, this thing has expired. He said, no, it's next month. I said, so next month, and you are hawking it. You want me to buy it from you? She said, that's why the company had to reduce the price to 300. I said, madam, carry this thing. When you go back to the company, and return it. It has expired.
Okay, so it hasn't expired, just so you know. It will expire the next month. But then
we see
that happening, yes. So people want to push it out into the market quickly so that, you know, it doesn't expire in their hands. But then it's best before. So you can use it before the expiry date. That's why most times you see if it's written expiry date, blah, blah, blah day, it means that it'll expire a day too or 2 days too. But then if you have a month, it's still valid.
It's but just, it's toothpaste that somebody can use for at least for the next 3 weeks or 1 month.
So and look at where. So you see, when it gets to that time, you throw it away because it's expired.
Okay. All right.
Thank you very much for calling, Gilbert. I totally understand how you feel. You just be like, get behind me, Satan. Come on. Hello, good afternoon. Welcome to the Sunny Side. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Yeah. Leanne.
Please turn off your radio.
I'm walking away.
Ah, perfect.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, I'm Dorcas from Gorodu.
Okay, Dorcas.
So this particular supermarket, my brother was in town like 3 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
So he lodged in Odua Crescent, one of the hotels there.
Ah.
So he went to this particular supermarket to buy some products. So he mistakenly transferred 250K instead of 25,000.
Ah.
So, yeah. So that issue came up. So that woman, she's a very rude woman. Before she could transfer that money, revert that money back, it was a hell that day.
Ah.
So today when I didn't even hear about it. It was my brother that he has already gone back. So he was now calling me that this particular supermarket that he had issue with when he came to Nigeria, that did I hear this, and I said I didn't hear about it.
Wow.
That the product that she was selling, that most of them were fake for them, expired products. So when I now started, the program, you know, we are not talking about it. I now told my brother, said, let me, that I should try and tell you his story. So I said, did you even check what you bought that day? Did you check the expiry date? He said, no.
Ha!
I just consumed it. Yes.
Ah.
He just consumed it. I didn't even check.
Yeah,
it was not like, assuming he's in UK, that if you try that stuff, it's 2 years imprisonment. You can never try it in UK. But everything just goes like that in Nigeria. Just consume anything.
Unfortunately.
Just eat. We don't even check. We don't even bother to check.
Mm.
And we don't even bother to check. And they will be, and sometimes they will bring down the the price of the snail will
be excited
something
to buy
like 500 naira. They will be selling it to 200 naira. And people will be consuming. We will not even know. We know we are too busy to consume everything. We should try. We should try our best to be checking anything we buy. Check our and there are some products again when they are expired. Those people in the supermarket or in the market, they will remove they know how to. They will remove the date.
We have to go. Dorcas, I'm so sorry. We have to go for a break. So thank you very much. I love your story. I wish your brother well. But we have to go on a quick break. When we come back after the news, we will look at this more closely. Stay with us. Yes, it is the sunny side, but my name is Mary Anacone, and we have just a minute before we go for the news break. I just want to refresh your memory, and those who are just joining us, we're talking about the fact that a supermarket in Ikeja here in Lagos was recently shut down. In fact, yesterday was shut down by the Consumer Protection Agency, the Lagos State branch of it. And guess why? For having expired goods on their shelves, and people are actively buying. And if you were listening, you heard the story of the young lady who said her brother came into the country and stayed in a hotel that was just on that Odudua Crescent, close to the supermarket. He bought stuff and about 25,000, and then mistakenly transferred 250,000, and he went through hell, in her words, to get the money back. But not just that, he didn't even bother to check, to see if the stuff that he bought was, still valid or it had expired. He didn't check. He didn't. He consumed all of it. So that's why I started this show by asking, how vigilant are we? How observant are we? How many times do you check, not just for the name or the brand, but check the other information, which is best before or expiry date, before you pick up anything, whether it's a drugstore, a supermarket, or wherever, or even the simple Aboki stand. Just the small corner shops around you. How often do you check? Because therein lies the answer to most of the problems that we have that we can't trace. Yes, because you ate an expired gala one too many times. Or you got a medication that's supposed to help you get better, but you're not getting better. And that's because that particular medication is expired. The news is up next. We'll be right back. My name is Mary Anacone. It's still the sunny side. It is the nation's number one talk, news and sports radio station, 99.3 Nigeria, in for 4 minutes come past the 1 o'clock hour. It's still the sunny side. I am Mary Anacone, and we're discussing the importance of being very vigilant when it comes to stuff that we buy off the shelves, off the racks of supermarkets, drugstores, even the corner store. Because you see, it's very important that you know what you're ingesting and how it could either damage or get you to be better or build up your immune system. Because you see, the food that you eat is helping your immune system, is helping you to get by. If you're taking medication, that medication has a job to do in your body to help you heal. But if that medication is expired, it means that it's lost its potency. Its potency to help you get better, or whatever it's meant to do. Either if you're supposed to take a slim tea, for example, and it's supposed to help you lose some weight and burn fat, if the tea doesn't expire, my dear, it can be doing other things, it can be damaging your liver. I'm not trying to be extreme, but yes, if somebody bought a whole carton of milk in a market and heads home, only to open it and realize that it's all expired. It's now like some chalk or good. Let me bring out my agbero side. Yeah? Because I used to ask people, that receipt they give to you, you don't even understand the importance of it. It's a passport to come back if you must return something or if you have a complaint. So how do you complain that you bought something from a place if you have nothing to show for it. I tell you what, I'm pretty observant when I go to places. I'm always looking around. Sometimes I look like I'm from the CIA. But no, I'm just observant. Half the time, when people get their receipts from the counter and get to the door where the man says, "Can I see it? Can I see your receipt, please?" Because he wants to see that, you know, you're not stealing anything from the supermarket. It's stamped and given back to you half the time. We toss it. So how do you go home and realize that what you bought is not what you actually needed, or that it's expired and you want to make a complaint? How do you start? Where do you start? Because you have lost the receipt. So that's one. Secondly, how often do you not just say, "Oh, I want to buy this perfume or this deodorant or this cream or this eye drop or this pain reliever." And then you say, "Oh, okay, I've seen it. It's Dr. Mason's or Dr. Scott paracetamol." Do you check the expiry dates on those things that you want to buy? How vigilant are you? How observant are you? And sometimes you can see that there is an expiry date, but then it could look superimposed. Are your eyes trained to see that? Again, it's okay. It's fair. I mean, all dandy that this guy was able to realize that this supermarket, you know, this one supermarket, is you know, still has expired things on their shelves. But there are other bigger supermarkets that you trust, because, and you say, "I don't need to check the expiry date in this place because they are very, they're bigger than that." Let me tell you, sometimes they hide it in plain sight. The next two, three that it's side by side with the expired good might have a 1 year, you know, like a shelf life. But there's still one on that counter that must have expired. But you see, they still need to make that money back at your expense. So how vigilant are we? 0700-993-993-993-0700-993-993-993. We're talking Lagos. How vigilant are we? And share your stories. If you bought anything, an expired good or a drug or whatever, were you able to return it? And how easy or how difficult was it for you? 0700-993-993-993, 0700-993-993-993. That's the number for you to call. If you're a lady, you have to call 01465-7190. That's 01465-7190. Or you want to send me a WhatsApp message, which I'm going to go to in a bit to read. 0809-597-5805. That's 0809-597-5805. Let's take a look at WhatsApp right now before we start taking your calls. This one says, let's see. I want to be able to read this message, but this call. Kainde, just hold on. I'm going to take your call after now. This one says, "Good afternoon, Marianne. I've worked in a supermarket before. Some supermarkets keep some expired or almost expired products for those that do not have enough money to buy the legit ones to resell in smaller shops." Really? You'd pay almost 60%. Off, depending on the date. They can also cut corners, though necessary government agencies avoid... Okay, they can cut corners through necessary government agencies to avoid being checked. Note that the said expiry date in some products can also be changed. How many average citizens even care to check? Stephen from Okota. Thank you very much, Stephen. And that's what I'm saying. To the trained eye, I know when a date is superimposed. I can tell because I've seen it many times, one too many times. Okay. Well, this one says, "My name is Usman. I'm such a lazy person when it comes to checking the expiry date of a product. I only check the expiry date if the package or sachet is rough. But from now, I will always try to check." Thank you very much, Usman. You need to. It's for your own safety. This one says, "In Nigeria, I believe expired things don't kill." Really? "And it's cheaper." The one way money reach you go buy. It's a system we're getting used to now, so we hardly check. I'm sorry, that's a terrible analogy. You didn't give me your name, but I'm going to, you know, not chastise you, but I'm just going to tell you that it is a wrong idea to have. So because you don't have money, you want to kill yourself on top of it. No, sir. There are things that you can afford within that range. There's tissue paper for the one you can afford. There's tissue paper for the ones that the rich people can afford. There's toothpaste, the one you can afford. There is. But it doesn't have to be expired for you to afford it. So please, what's the word that they say? Dead it. Dead that mindset. Dead it. See, I'm trying to get my street lingo up, eh? Okay. This one says, Marianne, I and your kid brother are similar in that regard. Usually, I check whatever I'm buying through thoroughly before I purchased. Sometime last year, I was about to get cheese balls for my daughter. I took the first pack, checked the expiration date, and it was expired. I returned it. I took another pack, and it was also expired. Apparently, everything there was expired. So I called the attention of the salesperson and complained to her. And she said, even though it had reached its expiry date, that its shelf life is about 6 more months. I'm like, who says who? Well, I left and I didn't take any other thing from that store. Gladys from Yaba. Gladys, you did well. You did well. You should have reported them too. This one says, this is such a long message. I'm sorry. I cannot read that message. This one says, kind Ariel, I will call you back when I will take your call. But right now we're reading messages, okay? This one says, I check everything I buy from the store, but my husband doesn't. So whenever he's the one buying anything, I sing to him to check. So one day he bought our baby's food and the food had expired. Wow. The seller changed the dates. So when I made the food, it was smelling somehow. And I checked the date again and I noticed that it was changed. Thank God I had not given the baby. My husband had to return it to the seller, and the seller collected and pretended not knowing that it had expired. Ade from Ebute Mesa, thank you so much for sharing, Ade. Lovely, lovely. Okay. All right. This one says, good afternoon, Mary. And I bought gala from a roadside vendor. After checking the date, I found that the gala is expiring that same day. I was angry because it was my last card. I was really angry. Oga, before you gave the money, can you not have checked it? You see what you have done? Your last card. All right, this one says, do you know that I'm also a victim of those that don't normally check, but luckily for me, I get home, check, and discover that none has expired. Well, I'm sure, Larry, you have to be checking, all right? This one says, I'm Elder Omenuako. I can't price anything in the market, talk less of buying without checking the expiry date. Shalom. Shalom to you, sir. You're my kind of guy. Collins here says, hello, Marianne. I have also wondered why dates, manufacturing and expiry dates are usually written in inconspicuous ways. Even when you look, well, you need to have a trained eye. I can teach you a little bit, a little thing or two on how to check. Because you see, like I said, some people have mastered the art of reprinting on top of that one because they must make money by force. They must blow. But it cannot be at your expense because you don't want to come out and die. So you can tell. You can tell when they super. You can tell because it'll be a bit fresh. And sometimes they're not so perfect. So you can tell. To the trained eye, you can tell. This one says, good afternoon. Honestly, some of us hardly check expiry dates. A lot of us consume expired things and nothing happens. So a majority of Nigerians believe nothing will happen. Just enter the street and tell people and give out this expired stuff. People will gladly collect and consume it. Richard Adim. Richard, that's the thing. It's a flawed argument to say that nothing will happen. Nothing might happen now. But sir, something is happening within your body. It is happening. And the more of these expired things that you consume, the worse it becomes. And then one day you say, well, no, I was okay. Now all of a sudden they say that something is jay. That's how it starts. But okay, we're going back to the phone lines. Take more of your thoughts and more of your comments before we change our course and talk about some social constructs. Wahala. But in the meantime, 0700-993-993-993. That's 0700-993-993-993. You can tweet at Nigeria Info FM on Twitter. I would love to read from you. And then you can call us if you're calling us from outside the country. We're live on We're live on Skype, so you can call us right now. Kainde has been trying to get through, so let's take his call. Hello, Kainde. Thank you for your patience. Where are you calling us from?
Yeah, I'm calling you from the UK.
All right.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yeah. I remember a friend of mine telling me something.
Kainde, what's that noise? What's that noise?
Oh, sorry. So she was like... she works at trade fair, somewhere around trade fair,
mm-hmm.
a particular shop there. And what they do there is you pick a bottle of a soft drink, you shade the expiring date away, then you imprint like maybe another 1 year on it.
Ah.
Then you collect per each bottle that you can do.
Uh-uh.
I'm telling you uh-uh. something that a lady told me, and she said it as if maybe that's the job that she does somewhere around that trade fair. So I'm saying this, though I didn't do any further investigation, but I'm just saying it so that in case if the government or anyone is listening that can take action, they should just go to trade fair and then, you know, read some shops and then see what they are doing there. But that's exactly what she said they normally do.
Mm.
Each packet of soft drink, a particular soft drink that you carry, you clean off with a blade, you clean off the expiring date, then you imprint like 1 year ahead on it.
What?
So that, yes, so that's what she said they do. And each soft drink bottle is 10 naira for to do that. So you're able to do 5,000, you're able to do 10,000 in a day, you collect.
So it's a racket.
Yeah, so it's a racket.
So yes, so it's something that is going on right there at trade fair.
Thank you very much, Kainde, for giving us this information. And I think that we need to alert the Lagos State Consumer Protection Agency to go to trade fair. Yes, you need to go to trade fair, consumer protection. They are imprinting new dates on soft drinks, on juice packs at trade fair. We need to keep our eyes. NAFDAC, wake up from your slumber, because people are being killed on a daily. So people can, you could drink an expired fruit drink and then you start having stomach upsets or stomach bug and you can't tell because you didn't eat anything that should upset you. But it's the juice. Yes, unfortunately. Hello. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Sunny Side. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Darian.
Yes.
This is Adeshewa from the
program. Hi, Adeshewa.
In fact, I thank you for bringing up this because my child was a victim just 2 weeks ago.
Wow.
Yeah, she bought, I don't know, you know children now, they eat biscuits a lot. Mm. And I always take the expiring date. I'm very skeptical about expiring this, but you know these children, they come and they stop, they say, I take that thing, I go and buy what you want to buy. I just noticed that my baby, that's a Sherry's radio girlfriend, or Jessie lover, who started vomiting. She was just vomiting. I was like, you know, you're a bad woman. We will say, it's the dirty that's inside that is coming. Let me just look at it. I took her to school the next day. She just fainted. Straight.
Ha.
So we just have to rush out to the hospital. When we got there, they said the white blood cell on her body is 7,200 instead of 1,005 for that age. In fact, I had to donate 1 pint of blood. They've already collected it from me, thinking that, yes, she's going to need it. So, but gratefully, the next day, she started coming up, and the doctor was like, it's okay. But as we are talking, a 5-year-old boy was rushed in again. The same thing. They said they started something. In fact, the boy was not AC. AC is very rare blood. But me, I'm AAO positive, a general donor.
So you had to donate
my
again.
Blood to that boy.
You were so... Wow. In fact,
that's the day I noticed a man can cry like a baby. In fact, that day I was like... The man was like, give me your account. I'll send you any money. I said, I don't need it. Just send this boy. See...
I'm sorry, Adeshewa. Can you trace back to where you bought the biscuits for your child?
That's just the problem. She buys her snacks and souffles in my school and one woman at my site. So when she was on admission
the day when they started, I went to the woman, the woman beside my house. I started checking all her descriptions. No, she's my friend, so I was like, "Let me, I just want to check something." I didn't see anything inspiring. I go to the school the following week. I didn't see anything inspiring. I was like, "What did she pick? What did she just pick? I don't know." Well, but I thank God she's elder and nothing now.
Wow. Thank you, Adeshewa, for sharing. This is, I'm not a parent yet, but this would be the most scary thing for a parent, because you can't even trace. That's what I'm saying. Have you had that experience that you know that what you ate, you cooked it, there was nothing, you didn't use bad water, you didn't put any MSG or whatever. You know. But then it probably doesn't register that, it probably is the fruit juice or whatever thing that you drank that could have been the problem. It could have been something that you said, let me take some biscuits from your biscuit, and you ate it, and that's, you know what I'm saying? So sometimes you're unable to trace or track, and you just say, I have a stomach bug, but you're not certain what you ate. So when people say, Nigeria, nothing they do, nothing can happen. But again, I'm asking Lagos, how vigilant are we when it comes to these things? What we ingest, what we eat, even what we rub on our skin, yes, the baby oils, the baby lotions, the hair creams, the medicine from the drugstore. Do you check it? Or because you see, when you go there, you just say, I want to see the pharmacy or the doctor. Anything they give you, take it. Check it. Do you check it? I'm blank. 0700-993-993-993. 0700-993-993-993. Somebody says, most products are written BB, that's best before. It means it has expired, but can be consumed. And of course, there's expiry date. I think I have been mentioning that, subsequently in the conversation. I have been saying that over and over and over again. But just again, to educate my listeners, best before means that you can eat it till so day. It's best until this day. Yes. But then I think somebody called us and was trying to say that, you know, it had not expired and, you know, he was still very critical. And I said, well, you could do it. But then for some people to be on the safe side, they just totally avoid it. It's expired. Let's move on. Somebody here says, somebody's trying to make fun of me. Mr. Femi, I'm coming to your office to cry after the show. The person says that the way that I'm moving across programs, he's not going to be shocked when he hears me on Sports Gang. Hey, God, my honor's finished. Sheriff, I'm taking you to court. This is your fault. It's all your fault. Yes. All right, this one says, Marianne, most of the drinks served at wedding parties are expired. Brother, because we cannot see the packet, they pour it inside something for you. It's possible, but hey, that's true. Now, do we have to bring our own drinks now to the party because we don't want to drink anything that's gonna purge us? Wahala. All right, hello, good afternoon, welcome to the sunny side. Please turn off your radio.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Rosemary from Lagos.
Rosemary, you have to be fast. I have to go for a quick break. Yeah.
What I just want to say is that even in this same Munshi market here, that caller said before the last caller that the change expiry date is very real. They do it in Munshi market.
Last copper, can you hear us?
When I was buying drinks there in that market, when I used to sell supermarket business, I go inside Munshi. Somebody took me inside all those shops there, and I saw there with my eyes open. They were changing dates, even as far as Dugala.
They are killing us in Lagos.
Biscuits and so many things. So I stopped doing all those things for my children. I do a lot of DIYs. I do their
drinks. Good.
Even hair oil.
I have to go. But thank you very much for giving us that information. It's still the sunny side, Lagos. It looks like I'm going to have to keep talking about this. And I'll be right back after this break. Stay with us. Mary Anna Korn is the name, and the show is The Sunny Side. Lagos, this is where the sun shines. It's the nation's number one talk news and sports radio station, 99.3 Nigeria Inform. We are live broadcasting from Itumiyang Crescent right here in Victoria Island, Lagos. And we are talking about vigilance. We're talking about the things that you ingest, the things that you eat, the things that you use on your body. Do you check the expiry dates when you walk into a supermarket to pick up anything, or a drugstore or cosmetic store? Do you wonder about the expiry date, or you're just more interested in the name, the brand, the label, and the price, most importantly? Is it the cheaper, the better for you? Is it the bigger the brand, the better for you? But do you stop to check if it's expired, if it's still good enough for you to use, or do you just want to buy, breeze in and breeze out? Well, Lagos, just in case you're wondering and you're just joining the conversation, I'll give you some background into it. Indulge me. Apparently, about 17 hours ago, if I'm not mistaken, the Lagos State Consumer Protection Agency shut down a supermarket somewhere at number 3 Oduduwa Crescent in GRA Ikeja for selling expired toothpaste and other household items. Yes, the general manager of Lascopa, Folabi Sholebo Esquire, had earlier on Sunday morning responded and acted swiftly by visiting the supermarket following a tip-off from a consumer's Facebook post. I beg your pardon. My mouse is just too sharp. She reacted to a Facebook post alerting the agency and the general public on the sales of expired products at that supermarket, which is called Shifi. Shifi Supermarket in GRA Ikeja. So I can see not just toothpaste, but I can see insecticide, peanut butter. I can see pancake syrup. I can see all sorts of things. I can see oatmeal. I can see cereal. I mean, a lot of things, all expired. It'll not be today expire, 1 year expire. You understand me? And that's what led to my conversation this afternoon, because it's worthy of note whether you like it or not. And that's why I'm asking, how many of us check the expiry dates on things that we buy? How observant, how vigilant are we? I started by telling you a story of my younger brother. I hated how he acted every time you gave him anything, you handed him anything. I came home, I had chocolate, I handed it to him. He will be looking at it as if he wants to use a microscope to check it. He used to irritate me, sincerely. But he was doing something right. And it took me a while to sit with it. For me, my mind now, I'm a savvy girl. But I didn't realize that what my brother was doing was for his own safety and our safety. And so it helped us. So he'd quickly come and say, this thing is expired. Where did you buy it? Take it back. That's when it started occurring to me that he was not just being a nerd. He was just not just reading the fine print for reading its sake. He was trying to make sure that whatever he's going to ingest was safe enough to do so. Now, it's all fair and dandy that Shifi Supermarket is the one that's on the chopping board today. But what about that big supermarket you go to, that big departmental store you go to? Oh, you do not know that sometimes these things are hidden in plain sight? So the two to the left and the two to the right can all be, you know, safe for ingestion. But the one in the middle might be expired. Oh, is it because they're big so they cannot? Oh, come on. Don't say me. These people, they are too big for that. I don't even need to check the expiry date. They can never. You will be shocked. So how often do you do that? And what's the level of presence of mind that you have when you're shopping for anything? What are you thinking? Just buy and go? Or let me be sure that these things are safe to take home. What's your mindset when you're shopping? 0700-993-993-993. That's 0700-993-993-993. I want to take a few more of your thoughts for the next 15 minutes before I wrap this whole segment up. And then we'll go to talk about some other issues today. Okay? But don't forget, you can join us if you're listening to us from outside the country. You want to join the conversation. We are on Skype, Nigeria Info on Skype. You could send me a WhatsApp message, 0809-597-5805. That's 0809-597-5805. Better still, you can call me, 0700-993-993-993. That's 0700-993-993-993. Or if you're a lady, you can call 01-465-7190. That's 01-465-7190. We would like to hear from you. I'm going back to WhatsApp to read some messages coming in. This one is from Abe in Ikorodu. He says the government wouldn't do the necessary because of their clamor and race for increasing revenue. Our governments would prefer high revenue to saving lives. 20 years plus ago, a brother bashed into a place in Lagos, one of Lagos Island markets, where a particular juice, was being packaged. He had to run away. Many Nigerians are leaving corpses based on what we buy and consume because of poverty, a woof, and government's laziness and insensitivity. Very well put. This one says, good afternoon, Mary. And a neighbor of mine who works in a company, a beverage company, was sharing the same beverage to children in the area. And when I cracked or checked the expiry date of the one given to my brother, I saw it was expired about 3 months ago. People are really wicked. Like I said, when it's too good to be true, it's too cheap to be true, check the expiry date. Mm-hmm. This one says, I bought 5 rolls of tomato paste. When I was about frying it, I just decided to taste the paste. Oh my God, it tasted so sour and it had lost its taste. I just put off my gas, looked for another solution. I got milk too. Same thing. She says, may God help us. We're the ones killing ourselves. Mrs. Joel from Istola. Thank you very much, Mrs. Joel, for sending us that message. Shala from Ajasa Command says, I am always checking the expiry date though. Since I learned that shelf life of sausage rolls is 10 days, about 10 years ago, I'm always checking and I found many to be expired. Happy checking. This one says, hello, Marianne. I can confirm the cleaning of the current expiry date for new ones. A cousin of mine mentioned it to be prevalent around trade fairs through Leri and Ojuelegba. Eniton from Bournemouth, UK. Thank you very much, Eniton, for your message. Hey, these things scare me. Don't they scare you? They do for me. I don't know about you. Hello, good afternoon. Oh dear, please call us back. 0700-993-993-993. Hello, good afternoon. Welcome to the sunny side. Hello. All right, call me back when you're ready. Hello, good afternoon. Welcome to the sunny side.
Hello, good afternoon. My name is Olayinka.
Olayinka, thank you for joining us. Go ahead.
I always check the expiry date of anything that goes into my mouth or on my body.
Mm.
And I've been able to influence a lot of people around me. And as for the expiry date, there's a place around the trade fair someone told me about. The guy is a printer, so they call him, they usually call him to come and clean the expiry date. Once the product is expired, they'll call him to come and clean it off and put a new date. So the day he told my dad was like, do you know, this is a criminal offense.
Exactly. Whatever happened to your conscience? Because you know what? You might be the one who ends up buying it. The printer.
So my dad was like, whatever amount they are paying, I'll double it. Don't go. So the guy stayed back. My dad made sure he stayed back at our place. He didn't go. My dad gave him money that day. And since then, he has been like, oh, I didn't even know. I didn't even think about it. It was just a job to me. Come and clean up something and, you know. So most times what I do is whatever I want to buy, I make sure, you know, there are still some reputable supermarkets around. There are still some people you can, at least to some extent, say they are good. So I make sure I buy my things from reputable places because you never can be too sure. Mm-hmm. And there are still some other companies that they make sure they mass produce this product. They don't put dates. One of my sisters worked in a place. They don't put dates. So she said, close to them, what they do is once it's time to take it out into the market, they put dates and they put the expiry dates. So in your mind, you feel, oh, I'm buying something that is newly produced, not knowing that maybe they've done it like 2-3 years ago.
Wow. Thank you very much for calling. I mean, I have goosebumps because you see, it's easy for us to say, oh, the people in the shop, they're terrible people. They. You that is helping them to print it. You that you are pass and see them, they are doing all that report. Yeah, you have not go to report it. Yeah, a problem somebody. I'm joking. But on a serious note, you need to report it. This whole, I know a place in, have you reported? The place you know in Shrewlery, have you reported? You, the person that is helping them print these dates, your child will drink that drink. Don't worry. Do you know what they call karma? It's a real person. It comes when you're not looking. So if you're aiding and abetting, you don't know that one day it might come back and bite you in the behind. You don't realize this. Hello. Oh, sorry about that. Please call us back if that was you. Hello, good afternoon. Welcome to the sunny side. What's your name? Where are you
calling
from?
Hello, good afternoon, Maria.
Friday.
Victor.
Mm-hmm. How about you?
Now, Lagos state government, they are serious now. For them, they are serious. They close the supermarket.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
I'm listening.
For them now, they are serious. They close the supermarket. So, many things on ground, they no be serious for closed supermarket.
Okay,
they be
okay,
serious
so,
now for closed
so,
supermarket.
So you are more
into serious for their own.
Victor, let me ask you something because I feel yes. like you just always like to come and vent your anger and you don't listen to anything that we're saying here. So it doesn't concern you. You'd rather eat something that's expired. You give it to your children and your wife. And you'd rather spend more money in
why
the hospital.
Why the man not pick the one?
Okay, I asked you a simple question. I need you to answer my question first. Victor, I'm going to ask you again. Would you rather go and spend money in the hospital to care for your wife and your children or yourself be dying? But then because you hate the government, you'd rather that somebody be doing evil as long as the government...
Important thing is...
All right, Victor, I also think that you're insensitive, so I'm going to let you go. Because you hate the government or you have a grouse with the government, if something good is being done, you can't applaud it. So you'd rather die of eating expired goods because you hate Lagos government. Don't be a joker, please. Hello. Good afternoon. Please turn off your radio.
Maybe yes.
Yes, good afternoon. Please
good
turn
day.
Off your radio. Turn off your radio, please.
Sorry about that.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Your radio is still on, sir. I'll tell you one more time. Please turn off your radio. All right, call me back when you turn it off. Hello, good afternoon. Welcome to the sunny side.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name, sir? Where are you calling from?
My name is Amos, calling from Yorubega.
All right, Amos, go ahead.
Talking about the aspiring goose. I think we don't have to blame ourselves. We have to blame the government. Because if government...
Everything, this government will be killed them one day. So you cannot buy something and check the date. Government will have to come and check the date for you again. Ah.
Yes, if they should have a monitoring team, that, okay, this is a Bioware's company, you, so this person, go and monitor that place if there is expiring. All this will not be happening. Imagine I buy a red oil one time. Red oil is three color. I never seen it in my life. It's Lagos here that I see three color red oil. the up was red. The down is black. The middle is different color on which I can't measure. Mm. So, do you know that when I started using this oil, coming to half of it, dirty water, very dirty water begin to come out of this oil. I shock. You understand? So these are the things. Government should try to do something for us.
Let them have
a monitoring team that will be monitoring this. We see that all this will not be happening. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. I totally agree with you. So don't get me wrong, and I'm not saying that government should not be held responsible for their inactions or, dereliction of duties to us. But then you can't just say that, why are they arresting those people? What about this other thing that they've not done? Mm-mm, that's not the way to go. By the way, it's a consumer protection agency, an arm of government doing its job. Okay? So let's applaud them for doing that. Because again, imagine if you have to go to Las Copas another day to complain about something. And they say, no, we're not, we can't attend to you because we're trying to make sure that they fix the road on Lekki Epe. How do you feel? So sometimes when you're making these calls and you, I know that you're angry that things are not being done, but then there are better ways to vent and not be, you know, insensitive. All right? Hello. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Sunny Side. Please turn off your radio. Yes. Good afternoon.
Yeah. I'm just thinking that that English best before is wrong and should be and should be scraped from items because best before means that it is still good after. You know,
best before
if something is best before, it means that after it's still good.
Yes. Okay.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Yes. So it's better not to be using that English than just say expired or expired so time.
Okay.
Expiring date so time.
I will be sure to have a meeting with the Manufacturer Association of Nigeria, even the one in the UK, even the one in the Netherlands. I have the powers to do it. Yes, I will do it. Thank you, sir. God bless you. Hello, good afternoon. Welcome to the Sunny Side. Please turn off your radio.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Vihai. I remain anonymous.
I know. Go ahead.
Is the problem with people? We Nigerians, we are the problem of ourselves. Come on, switch off your radio or lower the volume of your radio. We can't follow the rules. And we are here complaining about the government is bad. Government is not doing it. Government is not doing it right. Even we ourselves, we have to adjust ourselves. We should try and put things in place and do things in a normal way before we can blame the government.
Yes, okay, you. When was the last time you checked expiry date? Don't come here to be complaining about other people. You, sir. When was the last time?
Me, I used to check whenever I see both sides.
How will you not say? How will you not say that? You know that I'm going to spread you on this table now and wipe you. It's because you know it. That's why.
You said?
I said.
What? I did not hear you.
Thank you for calling. Thank you very much for calling. Have a nice day. All right, let me read some more messages before we wrap it up on this side, because I promised 15 minutes and now we've overdone it. This one says, good afternoon, Marianne Okon, doing a great job. Anyways, Ayola, please, Amad, it's me, young. Come here, come and meet me. I'll put you on. Dio for Nova Scotia, he says he's outside Nigeria, observed it's about a year to expiry for some products. Companies you've observed that once it's about a year of expiry for some products, companies push them out at great discounts. For example, he says milk. You can't see any such less than a year. Why do such remain in stock days to expire in Nigeria? I don't know. You're asking the wrong person, no. And this person that is sending me voice note now, how am I supposed to listen to this voice note, sir? Test me. Okay, this one says, I used to check after I finished eating the packing. I'm sorry, I'm not laughing. I am laughing for you, sir. Greenish. Ha. Now, wow. Please be checking before. In fact, before you walk out of the store, check it. Yes. Very important. This one says, good afternoon, Marianne. Due to government negligence, people are now taking advantage to produce all kinds of stuff now. My wife went to buy insecticide from a supermarket only for her to spray it in the room. When she came out, what came out was shocking. Oil spilling the whole room. Ha, lucky. I'm sorry, you. So people just bought oil inside kumkum. Okay. This one says, hi, Marianne. These are all acts. These are acts of the mall where there are no standards, checks and balances in place to check all these menaces. I was a staff of a supermarket. I left in February 2020 before the lockdown. Those items whose shelf life are near were placed aside, slashed their prices. NAFDAC regularly goes for these inspections periodically, but I don't know when we have become such a lawless nation without paying premium to lives. Anonymous from Igbenfo, thank you very much. Very well put. This one says, my region, the Southeast, is the capital of repackaged expiry, rebranded and repackaged products. Branded bottled water to fruit drinks, wines, beverages, etc. If you go to events and see people take empty bottles of big spirits and wines and like red, okay. Oftentimes, these empty bottles are sold and repacked with new content and Well, he says, the most bizarre I've seen, drips, that is usually administered on patients. Their expiry dates are changed. It gives me, oh my dear God. Chris from Accra, oh my goodness. And somebody's calling me to tell me that, why is government closing down supermarkets? Need to keep it here. All right, back to the phone lines. I'll just take one or two more calls and then wrap this up. Hello, good afternoon. Welcome to the Sunny Side.
Hello, Marianne.
Good afternoon. Hey.
Good day.
Good day. What's your name, sir? Where are you calling
where
from?
Where am I, Joyce? That's me, where?
Sorry?
Joyce.
Oh, Joyce on holiday.
Ah, now, wow. Good day. How is work this afternoon?
We thank God. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is a diplomatic and good barrister with her chamber from Ogun State.
Mm-hmm.
I like the move the government to do because I myself, I normally check anything that I wanted to buy. I'm checked like last week weekend. I bought a can of drink. I checked the drink, it has expired 3 days before I bought it. So I have to return. I don't even work out too much. So now I call the son and I hear the woman, they look at me. I say, I check the other ones that you see inside. All of them has expired. So you have to call the person that sold it to her.
Mm.
The person now begins to say, it's not our fault. I thought that he's going to tell me, they are not going to refund my money. I would have arrested him. She don't know the implication of it. I'm telling you the truth. I normally check. Even like in a supermarket, when it's getting to like 10 days or 15 days, they will slash the price of that commodity. Do you understand me?
Mm.
Like some of the drugs, we are on to a pharmaceutical company. Anybody supposed to get a record of the expiring date of your commodity. Do you understand what I'm talking about? This is a mistake. This is how we normally do. In my own flat book, any of the products we produce also today or we imported from abroad, there is record on that product. So at time to time, we check which of the product is about to expire. That is their negligence. They have to lock it. I'm telling you, please, if there is any people that is not checking any expiring date, all these, canned something and preservative food.
Yeah.
Please, try to check.
Yes, very important. Very important. Thank you.
Very, very important. And remember, some of the snacks, they normally sell on hold up, they normally clean the expired
date.
And put on
We're in trouble.
Okay. I'm telling you the truth.
Thank you for calling. I have to let you go because we're almost out of time. But you see, the reason why I'm having this conversation, like I said from the beginning, is not to judge anybody, not to make anybody, you know, feel bad, but to help us stay alert. Because the life you save could be yours. I'm Mary Anacon. We'll go for a break. And right after that, I'll come back for the next 20 to 25 minutes to talk about discipline in our homes today. And then right after that, we'll be talking about the environment, of course, you know. You know who will be here at 2:30. It's still the nation's number one talk news and sports radio station, 99.3 Nigeria Info. I am Mary Anacon. We will be back. All right, it's still the nation's number one talk news and sports radio station, 99.3 Nigeria Info. This is the Sunny Side. This is where the sun shines. My name is Mary Anacon. Now, before we go on the news break, I want us to talk about discipline in our homes today. I can tell you, I can write a whole book about how I was brought up. And sometimes, you know, I think Stretch and I, we've had this conversation on the radio. I feel like I need to take my parents to court for some of the things they did to me in the name of discipline. But we turned out great, didn't we? Some people say that, ah, we were scarred. But do we still have that level of discipline in our Nigerian homes today? I mean, don't forget now, the world is a global place as opposed to what it was when we were growing up. And when I say we, I mean those of us that were born in the 70s, 80s. I'm not talking about 90s. Yeah. Even the guys that were born in the 90s had some level of discipline. But today, the world has changed. Have we changed alongside with it? Have we somewhat lost our values, discipline? Or are we adopting the new style of disciplining kids, which they would say is that's how they call it, something parenting? It's a different strategy aside from the one that we know, the whooping. In fact, the moment you see the look on your mother's face or she reaches her hand towards where the cane is, you will reset automatically. But anyway, when we come back, we'll talk. Stay with us. It's still the sunny side for the next 20 minutes. You and I are going to have a conversation about discipline in our homes. Have we lost our mojo when it comes to disciplining our children? I'll tell you, a lot of people will say some of the things that we see today that we refer to as societal fails and the way that young people behave or, you know, carry themselves, people will say that, oh, well, there's no more discipline at home, this lack of discipline. And I hear people say stuff like, oh, you know, when we were growing up, we were children who belonged to the community. Anybody who knew you or didn't even know you that saw you doing something that you're not supposed to do, that was out of place, would discipline you or caution you. And then if your parents were brought, you know, or rather if your parents got to find out, they'll even come and thank the person for doing that. For example, if I were to skip school, I never skipped school, by the way, but if I ever skipped school and somebody saw me, maybe someone who lives on my street, or somebody who knows my family, or maybe somebody who doesn't even know me, but knows that this is when I should be in school, I'm wearing a school uniform, but I'm not in school. And if my answer to her question is not that they sent me home because I did not pay school fees, then it means that she's going to take me, even if it means her going off her way, to my home, to meet whoever is at home, to say, I saw your child wandering in town today. And she's not supposed to be wandering in town. She's supposed to be in school. So I said, let me bring her home because I'm sure that you're good parents and you will not allow this child to be skipping school. Away, you're dead. That day, you're dead. You just be praying to your God to come and take you quickly. That's how we were disciplined. I remember having a conversation with somebody and I said to the person that in my days, no matter how friendly and close we were with our parents, if a guest came in, there's a look. It wasn't even a mean look. That look was, it's time to go inside because this conversation that's about to happen does not concern you, child. But in today's world, a guest comes in, is being served, and the guest says, oh, come and take some biscuits. And your parents are giving you the look of, if you try it. And you say, mommy, why are you looking at me like that? What's wrong with your eye, mommy? Your mother is saying, don't take it. But they're like, mommy, why are you doing that with your eyes? Is there something you want to say, mom? This is what happens today. So my question is, have we lost our mojo when it comes to discipline of our children? Has discipline gradually disappeared from Nigerian homes? And where did we get it wrong? For the next 15 minutes, I want to hear from you. 0700-993-993-993. Are you a parent? Are you a guardian? Did you grow up back in the day? Let's place discipline today side by side discipline back in the day. Let's talk. Hello. Good afternoon. Welcome to the sunny side.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Comrade.
Sister, I love your topics yesterday and this morning. I have been dialing for the first topic, but no wahala. We have not lost all. We have not lost all. I remember when I went to eat yam, 1990, when we come back from Lagos, my sister got reported to my mama. The slap on the floor where you flog me. Okay, now, if I go another place, the something I can't chop, I will not refer back that flog where my mama flogged me.
It did resonate.
And tell me the truth. So, some families never lost that value. And you get one of my friends in charge, go chop, or they give an eye, no catch. I then go chop, finish now. Anytime when they want to go outside, they know they carry their charge.
Uh-huh.
So what am I saying? Many families never lose their value. They never lose their family. But at times, you go see children, if they enter, they're going to watch Nickelodeon. They're going to watch cartoon. They don't even come out for power. That time, if guests enter for my father, if they look you, you go wrong, come out. Are you hearing me? So many families see how they value. Me, myself, I have the value. Because if I remember the Koboko, when they Koboko me, December 1990, you know, if I go somewhere else, I will remember that Koboko. So then I
say,
I have my own discipline.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Koboko, for calling. It's very interesting. And there are people who say, oh, well, you don't tell me how to bring up my children. My style of discipline is, I'm looking for that word. Why is it? It's eluding me. What is it? This how they call it. Something, what is it, silent parenting or something funny. I'm not sure what it is. But then your style of parenting, I want to ask you, parent, how's it working out? 0700-993-993-993. Kainde is calling us again from the UK. Hi, Kainde. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, hello.
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, let me just tell you this small story about, because I was a former teacher. So one of my students actually lied on my head that I collected school fees from her three times. And that because she told them at home that she's owing like maybe, let's say 5,000 naira. Meanwhile, in school, they've recorded 14,000 for her. So she brought her parents, she brought her mother especially, her mother in particular. So when the woman came, she was like, we are owing 5,000. They said, no, it's 14,000. So the child now told the principal that it was Uncle Kehinde that collected the money from me three times. So they said they should go and call me. When I got there, I told her, I said, you gave me how much? She said she gave me 4,000 the first time. So I didn't remit it. She said, yes, okay. I collected another 3,000 from you the second time. I didn't remit it. She said, yes. I said, I collected another 2,000 from you. Again, I did not remit it. She said, yes. I now called about two students from her class. I said, I'm the one who normally send you home for school fees. Whenever you come back to school with your school fees, what do I normally do? They said, you tell us to go and pay to the principal. You don't collect it from us. I gave that girl three dirty slap in the presence of her mother. Her mother was so angry. She said, Uncle, you don't need to beat her. You don't even need to beat her. Just say your own, that you are not the one that she gave you to. You don't need to beat her. The thing that is paying me is the way you are beating her. I don't like it. Uncle, I was like, no. Mommy, now I can see that you are the one actually indulging this girl.
Wow.
Because if you allow us to put our mouths together and, chastise this girl, she will stop doing what she's doing. So I believe that, look at that woman now. She's a mother in one house. She will not want you to touch a child. Meanwhile,
Kainde, are you still there? Oh, I think we lost that call from Kainde. But thank you very much, Kainde. Great message. I want to hear from you guys. If you're a parent, okay. I think we have a caller here. Frank Azu is calling us. Frank, where are you calling us from? Good afternoon.
Hi. Good afternoon. My name is Frank. About discipline, I don't think. Yes, you might say things have changed. The environment we find ourselves now is kind of different, but I don't think discipline as itself have changed. It's a matter of, do you want to discipline your child? We still find people that still hold on to those old and those nice tenets and, instill discipline to their children. So I think what we have now is we have parents that are not disciplined. We have parents or guardians that are not even cultured themselves. I think I heard somebody the other day saying, oh, children, train your parents now. Like, some people are not even in a position to discipline people. But if you still want to discipline your child, regardless of whatever you see around you, social media, you know, people going crazy, you could still discipline your child. It's a matter of choice. So I don't really believe that discipline, yes, again, discipline might have changed in the society, kind of like from what we see, oh, you cannot beat somebody else's child. But if you, as an individual, really want to put your child in the right path, I don't think there is any excuse. And talking about that discipline, I don't think there is a formula for it, like going back where I grew up, you know, we're trying to, like your instance, my parents were like, oh, they were heavy on me. Like, at the time, I thought my mom was having a competition with my neighbor who beat pass, you know, like they would just sing, oh, hey, like, yeah, you know, but did it turn out well? Good, yes, it did. But will I say it is the best? No. What am I saying? I'm not saying you should not beat your child or you should not beat your child heavily. Like, again, it can come in different forms.
Would you subscribe yeah, to gentle parenting? That's the word I was looking for. Gentle parenting, especially in Nigeria.
That's what I was trying to explain. Look, you should look for what works for your child. If your child needs more than gentle, then you go more than gentle.
If your child is
akuka, it should not be like you said. Like I said, someone like me, I needed more than gentle, but probably that was why my mom was descending on me. That woman descended on me. So you really don't have, yeah. So you really, it's not really like, oh, because of, oh, this Mr. A's child is just some children that come cool. You tell them once they hear. People like me, you have to. It has to ring into our head, like you have to hit it into our head, and you know. So again, discipline doesn't have a formula. You look at your child, look at the peculiarity of your child. There's nothing like gentle parenting, and that's just it.
Okay, Azu, thank you very much for calling. We appreciate your thoughts. It's interesting that gentle parenting seems to be the order of the day now. So people say, "Oh no, you don't tell," and I don't think that you should tell people how to train their children, except they're your grandchildren. And because you know that this is your child, if they don't use strong hand, hold them, the children too will be balasa. I'm sorry, I have to use these words. It's very, I like it. But on a serious note, I've heard people say, oh, we have babies raising babies today. And that's why we have, you know, a group of young people who are pretty wayward. A group of young people who do not know how to respect their elders, a group of young people who would talk back to an elder because, you see, they're woke. I don't think there's anything wrong with being woke. But what exactly do you understand woke to be? Is your wokeness an avenue for you to insult people? Is your wokeness an avenue for you to show skin because, you see, you're woke? I mean, there's people hide under woke to do all sorts of things. And so I go back because, you see, you cannot deal with a problem or a cancer by putting plaster on it. You have to go to the root cause. And that's the home front. How well are we disciplining our kids? I'll take your mind back, Lagos, to the little girl from one of the schools. I don't want to mention the school, but you know that school has had many problems lately. That her parents alleged that she was raped by boys when they went to Dubai for some school's competition. For those who saw that video, you could tell from what happened in that video that something was wrong at home. Either the child was abandoned, someone in the home must have abused the child before now, but you could tell that something was wrong. And half the time, someone has dropped the ball. But it's not Judgment Day. We're asking, how well are we disciplining our children? And the gentle parenting strategy that a lot of people are taking, how well is it working out for you? And are you that person that, you know, when you were growing up, you saw Shege, like me, I saw Shege, because, you see, it was not just my mother and my father that were, you know, training us or raising us. I had grandparents, in fact, My dad's parents were nice. They were very sweet. But on my mom's side, it remained for them to open my head and put the daisy player and lock it again. Well, thank you, guys. I turned out great. Thank God. But how well are we disciplining our kids today? And let's compare discipline back in the day and what we have today. How well is it working? 0700-993-993-993. Hello, good afternoon. Welcome to the Sunny Side. Yes.
I think as a teacher, we come in contact with so many families, different kind of families.
Mm.
So what I can say in conclusion is that parents are taking a seat back now. Why the children are the one making the laws, telling them this is what they should do. This is what I've actually I've noticed. Because how will a child not brush his or her from home and you bring that child to the school and tell us, force him to brush that teeth? I'm like, is it me that will not force the child to brush his or her teeth in the school? When is that one done? See, during our own day, as I said, they always ring it in his own head. Me, I was very rascal. Very rascal.
You are a menace to society. I can tell from your voice, Adeshewa.
So what I'm just trying to say in a nutshell now is that the children that are making the laws, not even the parents now. And the thing is annoying. You tell the teacher, take a paper, beat my child. The teacher will beat that child. You come with children to come and beat that teacher in the school again? Well, I don't know. But I'm in contact with so many families, so I can say it authoritatively that parents are not taking a seat back. Why the children are the ones making the law? Mm. Thank you.
Very, 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 very sad. Very sad if it's anything to go by. Because I hear people say that a lot, that babies are raising babies, meaning that the parents themselves are not mature enough to have that conversation with their kids, to tell them, sit down, I'm having a conversation. Away, they have not burned me. Lest my father be talking and I'll be walking around, I'll be doing my shoulder like this. I will not have shoulders again. Hey, I'm telling you, it's not a joke. Hey, or that my mother is talking to me and I'm grumbling and then she heard it. My mother was left-handed, God rest her soul. Her left backhand, oh my God. It will land you in London. I mean, literally. You will fly. I mean, I don't even remember my dad hitting me, but my mother, she rearranged the processes in my life for good. But you see, today kids, and there might be a few, I've met a few cultured, really cultured children. And then sometimes there's an argument, I beg your pardon, that it's not necessarily that these kids are not being instilled with the best kind of discipline, but because of the friends they keep. And the environment that they find themselves, because you hear that, oh, this child is from a good home. I don't know why he or she is doing this. So could that also be part of the argument? But I see Ololade calling us via Skype. So let me take this call. Ololade, good afternoon. Where are you calling us from?
Hi.
Hi.
So, I just wanted to make 2 points about this discipline thing. The first one is that the teacher that said he slapped the child 3 times in front of their parents, I think it was very wrong for him to do that. I don't think it is in his place, or even any teacher for that matter, to beat a child. And I'll give you a good example. Back when I was in primary school, you'll find that when, say, students... parents had not paid their students' school fees early, or they had not paid it, or they were late about it, they will beat the students. How is it the students' fault that the parents has not paid?
I used to ask that question. Why are you flogging them? It's not their fault.
It's not their fault. Or when the child is late, how is it the child's fault? The child really has no control about how it's getting to school or not. It's only to get into the car or bus or whatever transportation. And the second thing I wanted to say was that the Bible says, I'm a Christian, and the Bible says that train up a child in the way they should go. So it is a child. And then you find people that have maybe 5, 3, or even 2 children, training the children in the same way and expecting like the same result. You might be very lucky. Maybe your children are the same and they accept this discipline the same way. But there are some children that beating will not do anything for. if you beat the child from morning till night, they will chase the cane, and that nothing has happened, you know. And there are some children that, for me, someone like me, I don't like to be beaten. But if you speak to me, it will make me think about my life from the day I was born till now, you know.
Yeah.
So people just train their children, maybe, I mean, in one sense, maybe that's how they were trained.
I actually think that as a parent, you know the different personalities of all your children and how to deal with them. As a parent that is involved in their children's lives.
That was where I was even getting to. Like, some people, you need to really know this is what my child is like. But some people just, I don't know, maybe that's how they were trained and they just think, oh, that it should work for everybody, and that's not how it is. But some people, if you beat them from now till Jesus comes, nothing's going to happen to them. It's not going to change the way they're thinking. And the final thing I wanted to say is that in disciplining, I think it's important for parents to discipline children and tell them why they are being disciplined. So some people just get beaten and they don't know why they were beaten. So it's important to say, this is why you're getting punished. This is why I'm speaking to you.
Know.
This is why you're beaten.
Mm.
So that they know exactly what it is that they've done wrong.
Okay.
That's what I wanted to say.
Thank you very much, Olalade, for calling. We appreciate it. In Lagos, I did promise that we're just going to spend very little time having this conversation, but I might revisit it sometime in the future. But I want to say thank you to all of you who've participated in the conversation. The Green Scene is coming right up after this, of course, with the environmental report with Desmond Majekodumi. My name is Mary Anacon. Don't forget, follow Nigeria Info on all of its social platforms. Yes, on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and subscribe to our YouTube and download the Nigeria Info FM app wherever you are in the world so you can listen and not miss any of our shows. You can search for me anywhere, Mary Ann Duke-Ocone, or better still, follow me on Twitter and on Instagram, MIMIEYO. That's Mimi Ayo. Mary Ann Ocone is the name again. See you, Lagos. I love you. I'll be back tomorrow on the sunny side.